Sumi Bartiloma, Dumbis, the daughter Mamma, Santos and Joseph, Giovanni, Zeratom, Roma, Bratis, Dom Dotter, Joseph, 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 Maryland, Gibby, Sirum, the noise, Tom Jordan, Gentle, La Santa, Rogajes, all but in the Zombie, Jibby, 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 Jerry, up to Joseph, and Joseph, or Mavis, and get him in love. Because I am a daughter of the land of the world, the Jinkushi devoted the Bayon de Lama de Brazil. I get on the Dominic, Ronda Dominicano, Rokan de Dogitis on board, and Jacob the Dogitis on all of them. Tang Harigin, the Tequatian for San Junjo to touch it and went down the San Barish.
So Rinpoche requests everybody, like before, to generate the enlightened mind of the great vehicle.
Talam Udan Tan Nambrenjeba, Gibson Sambangunzebe, Sambi Chute Nai Nani, and then Udan Tan Nambrenjebe, Level Somba Tekonani, Level E, Security.
So today Rinpoche will explain a verse from one of the five great treatises of the Bodhisattva Maitreya, who dwells on the 10th Bhumi. The title of this text is Differentiating or Distinguishing Between the Middle and the Extreme. And Rinpoche will explain a verse from the 3rd chapter, which is about Thatness, Suchness. So the verse is the three essences are the first one, always non-existent, though existent, not exactly like that, or not only like that, and then the thusness, the suchness of existence and non-existence. These are stated or posited to be three essences.
Ni ngo ni som ki sawani kunta yewang yondrop som la ngo ni som ki jebare.
So these three essences are called, the first one is the imaginary nature, the second one is the other dependent nature, and the third one is the perfectly present nature. So these three natures, or these three characteristics, as they are also called, they are important in the context of the teachings of the Chittamatrin school, the mind-only school, and also in terms of the Shentong Madhyamika, the Madhyamika empty of other school, they are also very important. So there are different explanations in the Chittamatrin school about these three natures, these three characteristics, and also in the Shendong. So basically, among these different profound explanations of these three natures, there is mainly two concerning this text, differentiating the middle from the extremes. One is according to the viewpoint of the Chittamatra school, and the other one is concerning to the viewpoint of the Shentong school.
Namdok takpe yola kunda segre 박차제 송행 남도가 딱 보여 때라 군다 세그리 다 남도가 딱 보여 때 남도가 딱 봐 잠레 마도 남도가 딱 봐 잠도 여바 땅 남도가 딱 봐 잠도 여바레 마도 양 딱 봐 마로 바레 군다데 디스나 단 도르도나 남도가 딱 봐 잠레 마도 팔라 군다 세그리 Yana Namdo Takba Yorte La Kunda Segre Jotan Chine Sunwe Mubo Tamche Yenwangre Zungzin Niji Tungbe Zungzin Niji Tungbe Chuni Tela Yondob Segre Nelop.
So Rinpoche says if one explains these three natures in a way easy to understand, then the first one, which is the imaginary nature, refers basically to objects which are imagined by the thought process or imagined by thoughts or thought of by thoughts. One could either say they are these objects or one could say it's the mere imagined aspect which is the object of thoughts. So except for that they are merely imagined or merely thought of, there is no existence whatsoever which pertains to the imaginary nature. And the second one, Shenwang, or the other dependent nature, is the all phenomena, all entities, which appear due to various causes and conditions. And the third one is the true nature of phenomena, which is empty of the duality of perceiver and perceived. So Rinpoche will first explain it, these three natures in terms of the Chittamatran school, and then he will connect this to the viewpoint of the Shandong school.
Namdok takpatsang imbesena, ton tamba amyang tapar madopa maze, tani toyang rang ngô madopa sena, tami tang somre, kunda te tadumeba.
So then connecting the explanation to this verse which was mentioned, it says the three natures or the three essences. The first one is permanent non-existence. Are always non-existent. So this refers to the imaginary nature. This imaginary nature is something which is merely imagined by thoughts, or is merely that what one thinks of or what one thinks about, and it is not existent ultimately. And not only that, even in terms of conventional reality, what is called the imaginary nature is not really existing. Is not really present, so it lacks own defining characteristics, and that's why it is said even on a conventional level it is not existing.
Yojan kona main de hibetsike te ta yeman tin bare yojan sejude kunjob to kunjob thani to yojan te kona ni de me ba te yeman re ta zuwa dan je ba nang cham de Zungzhen Nang Zham Zimba Namdok Mata Zungzhen Nang Zham Zungzhen Nang Zham De Yenwang Re Yenwang Yenbe Junzhen Kare Jotan Jin La Ra Le Ba Jotan Jin La Tu Go Ba Jotin La Ma Tu Ba Rangwang Me Be Se Na Tene Yenwang Re Jotin Di Yenwang Di
So the second one, the dependent nature refers to the line where it says, though existent, it's not like only that, or just exclusively like that. So this means the other dependent nature exists on a relative level, but Rinpoche said it doesn't exist as suchness or thatness. So it is only something which appears as mere appearance due to various causes and conditions. It is something which appears without the imaginary nature being a part of it. So it is that which is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, just the mere appearance of entities which come about due to various causes and conditions. This is why it is called other dependent, because it is dependent on different causes and conditions, which means it is not autonomous or it is not in self-control.
Penam lam to zog da te ro riza da ni so je nam khar ba kap so nang san te pakha la ra le pa pakha ke top je so wa ta pakha ke top je so wa nam yi be se na te ni nang san de ye ma re zog da te ro riza nga ti te na dra ta ni ni ya yu da ni
So if you take the example of a dream to illustrate what the other dependent nature is, all the appearances in a dream of forms, of sounds, tastes, smells, and tactile objects, and on top of that, the appearances of enemies and friends, all these are mere appearances which come about due to the force of previously accumulated tendencies in the mind. So due to these tendencies, then different appearances appear in a dream, and they are just appearances.
Mulam che zugda taro rizat rizat nawadang dani je nawa chujin yemun yin te Nimu Pakchake Yemangin, Nibe Echa Serta Chair Chipain.
So, to put this in the form of a reasoning, it says the appearances in a dream, like sounds, form, smell, tastes, and tactile objects, and on top of that, enemies and friends, all of these are the other dependent. Because they are dependent on the tendencies accumulated during daytime. So if one looks at the meaning which is illustrated by this reasoning, then one could formulate it in another way, switching the parts around, where it says then, by the reason of being dependent on the daytime tendencies, it is taught or is demonstrated that all the appearances in a dream, like forms, sounds, smells,
touch.
And enemies and friends, that all of these are something other dependent. But on top of all these mere appearances in a dream of different forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and tactile objects, and enemies and friends, there is also a part which is just imagined by thoughts. On top of all these mere appearances, or on the basis of all these mere appearances, so whatever is connected with thoughts, with imagination, thinking, what is labeled on these mere appearances, this then is called the imaginary nature.
Then make a nam hija mola nang zante nam do my yoga make a nam hija mola nang zante yemon re, yun sing karasana, jujin to zante nang zan in besena yemon re. Ta make me jinton yorje zok miki yorje yor to chupa now until on de dare. On de ni ni san. Meng dang de te tak pu chan de ne kun da chan ro re ba.
For example, if one sees all these different appearances in a dream or whenever, then what appears to the eye consciousness, for example, if one sees with the right eye one sees a friend and with the left eye one sees an enemy, then this is just mere appearance, which comes about due to various causes and conditions. And this is just the impression or the image which appears for the eye consciousness, which is not connected with any conceptual process whatsoever. Therefore, it's just a mere appearance. But when you then think about these mere appearances, you think about that, what you see on the right eye about as, oh, this is a friend. And then what you think, what you see on with the left eye, you think, oh, this is an enemy. Then this is your thoughts, which are labeled on top of all these appearances. And this is then the imaginary
nature. Chepar zogre, tene dedo gotsova jigre, ne kansa la kalika puchare.
In terms of the mere appearance, this other dependent nature, there is no difference whatsoever between friend and enemy. It is equality. But if one labels or imagines different concepts on top of these mere appearances, like friend, enemy, and so on, then this is conceptual labeling, differentiating these mere appearances. And then one does this, then also feelings of pleasure and pain, or pleasant feelings and not so nice feelings arise, and then persons are really in trouble.
Tene jokchon de sakhin je kapso yang kar chimbo yobare. Pena telo pe pa name menchen khenpen ching sungare. Nama yimang nama nang sam je kanza te chingwa chingwa dan damba yo mare tela khenpe ching sungre yimang nang sam je chingwa yo mare tela nam to ko kun da zo na te chingwa yo gre sung de te tan tan ba yo re te telo bu sung pa name me jing khenpe chen khenpa chu je na ro ba so ba khenpa chu je pong ki bo nama ge jing ma re Nama Katsun Chingamari, Tela Dembar Hin and Chingari, this and Namala Dembar Hemba Pangogoto, Dembar Hemba let Rogo do somebody.
The same is true in the Mahamudra tradition. There's a saying of Tilopa to Naropa where he says, Son, you are not fettered by appearances, but you are fettered by. You're clinging to these appearances, therefore, give it up. So, Tilopa said that the mere appearances which we perceive, they are not what binds us in samsara, but what binds us is our concepts, our imaginations, which we put on top of these mere appearances. So these mere appearances, they don't do any harm. The only problem is that we cling to them. And therefore, he said, one should not think of them as being truly existing or attach any reality to them whatsoever. And therefore, one should give that clinging up.
Zungze ni jitong ba la,
Then as to the third nature, which is the perfectly present nature, first there is a presentation in terms of the Chittamatra school, and basically they say that the perfectly existent nature is Dharmata, which is empty of duality, of perceiver and perceived. Then there is a further division into what is called the unmistaken perfectly present nature and the unchanging perfectly present nature. The unmistaken perfectly present nature would refer in the Chittamatran tradition to self-awareness, free of perceiver and perceived, and the unchanging perfectly present nature would refer to the aspect which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver.
The German Yondro Jotso Tela Zungze Nyi Jitongpa Rangrik Dembar Kelina Sentrambe Lokdang Zungze Nyi Jitongpa Rangzong Yehi Kelina Yintong Lokdang.
And there's also a difference between what the Chittamatrins say here and the Shandong school says. The Chittamatrin school basically says that this unmistaken, perfectly present nature, which is self-awareness, free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, is truly existent. Whereas the Shandong school says that this is self-occurring primordial awareness, free of the duality of perceived and perceiver.
Then the Yendong Tavan Tatogla, Nobelola, Simpson, the Yendong, a cheaper secundo, cheaper say a cheaper mungu in a young, cheaper say a subhute, dear. Zungzin need to tumble Ranrik, then Barkel and Basimsanta, Zungzin need to tumble Ranzong Yehi Kaleba. Then the Yendong Yardo, the subhute, somebody.
So there are many different ways in the Shandong tradition to differentiate between the statements of the Chittamatran school concerning this perfectly present nature and what is said in the Shandong school itself. Rinpoche thinks that the most profound one of differentiating these two is what he just said, which means that in the Chittamatran school it is said that the perfectly existent perfectly present nature is self-awareness, truly existent self-awareness, free of the duality of perceived and perceiver. And in the Shandong school, it is said that it is self-occurring original wakefulness, original wisdom, free of the duality of perceived and perceiver.
So
if one looks a bit further on this term self-awareness, then in the Chittamatran tradition it is said that it is the aspect of mind which knows or which is aware of itself, which does not depend on anything else to know itself. And this is something like the mind being aware of its own happy or painful feelings, for example.
Same like Deva Nyungudo, Samsan Dunga Nyungudo, Tene Namdo and Ramada Chigendo, Dedo Gotsorva Nyungatang, Namdo Gangjin Yang, Yenda Kaha Kokumado, Kande Sanguyo, Sorva, Dedo Gotsorva Kandeyo, Namdo Kande Chigu, Hakumado, Naranso Rangla, Dedo Kanyam Yungdo, Namdo Kandejin and Yams and Yungudo, Tendavula, Tene Sentam Beranik to Yakwa.
In the Chittamatran tradition, this self-awareness is said to be the mind knowing itself. For example, sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are unhappy, and there's a lot of different feelings and thoughts arising in the mind all the time. So this is something which is not experienceable, it cannot be demonstrated by others. So it is only experienced by oneself. So one's own feeling of happiness, one's own feeling of pain, and so on, the different thoughts which occur due to that, they are all something very, one could say, private or personal. So they are not seen or perceived by others in any way. So the mind perceiving these occurrences of itself, by itself, this is what is called the self-awareness in the Chittamatran tradition.
Ranyung Toda Mandrava Sumare. Ranrik Sija the Kare. Ranga Nyamyung Tokpa Tantrava Mandrava. Ranyung Toda Mandrava Sumare. Sikang Bachigre. Then Ranga Nyamyung Namdo Mapa Mandrava. Ranrik Masum Semasik. Tisanatang Aransu Susu Nyamyung Toda Mandrava. Ranyung Toda Mandrava. Yeah.
Sakya Pandita has. In his treasury of reasoning and valid cognition made one line which refers to direct valid cognition of self-awareness, and there he says self-awareness is what is free of thoughts and what is undiluted or unmistaken. So the consciousness which perceives itself and which does this in a way free of any conceptual thinking and also in a way which is unmistaken, this is considered to be self-awareness. So perceiving one's own mental occurrences in a non-conceptual way, which is unmistaken, this is said to be self-awareness. So in that way, Rinpoche says that our self-experience of our own mind is something which is not connected to concepts and which is undiluted.
Deso dani yimetin dazi pan ne mai. Deso dani yimetin dazi pan ne mai. Namde re do. Namde re. Ah. Namde re. Ah. Deso dani yimetin dazi pan ne mai. Deso ngoma heba java de re. Deso sijite deva sokong ni donga ta namdo kande ji ji na yang yin ji ten go go ma re rang nyong thu re.
In a text of Dharmakirti, the commentary on valid cognition, there he says that happiness and so on, or the nature of happiness and so on, does not depend on anything else. And it is something which cannot be expressed by terms or conventional expressions. So the experience in the mind of happiness, pain, and so on and so forth is something which does not depend on something or somebody else. It only depends on itself. And this refers to the very the essence of mind, which is mere clarity, mere aware clarity. And this is something which cannot be expressed by any term or expression.
Rang ngo rang rikpa rang ngo rang nyuwa rigza rigzi mebe ni mebe goni rangang wo rikpa nyunza nyunzi ni mebe goni rang rang nyung rang rang nyung ki yobare tela rang rik.
So the self-experience or the self-awareness of the essence of mind, which is mere clear awareness, this is then called rangrik or self-awareness. So the essence or the nature of mind is said to be mere aware clarity, which is able to perceive itself or to be aware of itself, but this is then happening in a way where there is no part of the mind which is aware, and there's no part of the mind of which it is aware. So there is no duality of subject and object. Therefore it's said it is the mere clarity and awareness, which is the nature of mind, which is empty or free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, of something which experiences and something which is experienced.
Tene sen tamba lo la zungzi ni pakya gan troba re yo mare zongwa seru to troba yo mare ina yan zungzi ni le to ni le de pe tene rarek sarek tamte ngune yo pan de pare tem pare yo pan de pare.
It is said then in the Chittamatran tradition that these appearances, as they appear as the duality of perceived and perceiver, that they don't exist in that way. So the duality of perceived and perceiver is something which doesn't exist, but they say this mere clarity and awareness, which is the nature of the mind here, is said to be really existent, truly existent. Because they say if it's the case, or if it would be the case, that not only this duality of perceived and perceiver doesn't exist, but if also this self-awareness, this mere clarity and awareness, if that also wouldn't exist, then there would be the mistake that there wouldn't exist anything at all. There would be just nothing.
End of the Kelemba Mare, Zungze ni jitumbe, then the Ranzong ye he Kelemba Tanito Tanit Kelens.
Then in the Shandong tradition, there's no truly existent self awareness, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, accepted. But what is accepted, Rinpoche says, in conventional terms, is self-aware primordial awareness or primordial wisdom, which is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver.
Then Rabbi Zungze Nyi Le Tongbe Yehi Deyang Semje Ne Lo Waisar Tang Dehi Nyingbo Tang Ranzong Rikbe Yehi Tezo Tuanda Chikware Tanyi Takso Choso Rima To Tuanda Chikware.
So there are different names for that, which is called self-aware primordial wisdom, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver. Sometimes it's called the nature of the mind, which is luminosity. Sometimes it's called Buddha nature, and sometimes it's called self-existing or self-occurring primordial awareness.
Tene yendong lo la yang ranzong ge yehi te denbar ke lenzer te ta je tense ge gaz dendo mare tokta ge dendo mare tokta lende ba tokta lende ba denje lende ba la tene denbe thani ta ba re denje lende ba la denbe thani ta ba denje lende ba te denda denba yimbe chani denba drops la.
So in the Shandong tradition, then, if one talks here about truly existent, then this is not meant in terms of that a true existence is proved by reasoning, by refuting something else or establishing something, which means when one talks here about truly existence, true existence, then it is not something which is imagined or labeled by thoughts as being truly existent, but the very fact that it is beyond all perception, beyond all clinging to true existence, this is then labeled as the very true existence. So in this tradition, if somebody then is asked, well, is the absolute, is it really true, is it real, then one has to say, well, it is, because it is not a lie, this is the only thing which is true, ultimately. And if one then is further asked, well, is it truly present, then one also has to say, well, it is truly present.
The Tanya de Lapsore Mato, Tundan, then Baranga, or Ranzonga Yehi, Ranzonga Yehi, said the Tanya de Lapsore Mato, Nelok, you may trouble Tamjil in the Bari.
This is merely a statement in conventional terms, referring to that what self occurring original wisdom is, then all these terms don't apply. They're all conventional sayings, conventional terms. And ultimately, original awareness is totally beyond all these statements of existence, non-existence, and so on.
The Jumsen Karasana Tekwa Chimbu Jui Lamale, the Hinimbo Joba Kapsuya, the Hinimbo Te, the Mola Trama Mebatang, Mola Trupa Mebatang, Mo Tanil and Debar Kelembare, Nelum Tatogla Tanil and Debar.
The reason is, for example, stated in the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra of Maitreya about the Buddha nature, where he says that actually, or in actual fact, ultimately, the Buddha nature is something which is, in terms of its essence, is totally pure. Primordially pure, it is free of any stains, it is free of any conventional terms, and it is free of any projections or elaborations whatsoever.
Tene yin tong lo la tong so ye pa kap so yin je tong so ye pa kap so yon ro la ten dam yon ro la kun da ge yin wang ge te me tong ba tong pa cha ni yin tong ge ta ni da.
Then also referring to the term Shendong, empty of other, what does it mean? According to the Shendong school, this means, in terms of these three natures, that ultimately the perfectly present nature is empty of something other. And this other are the two other natures, which is the imaginary nature and the other dependent nature. So the perfectly present nature is empty of the imaginary and the other dependent nature.
Deyang ko deva sena semje ne lo wo sa de hi ning bu ngo de de hi ning bu yong ro re yong ro de wo sa de hi ning bu ngo la kun da da ye wang ge tru pe chama ma ro pare chama le teme tong pare.
So to say it easily, the nature of the mind, which is luminosity, which is wisdom, Buddha nature, all this is empty by essence of the other two natures, which are like stains, which are incidental stains covering this essence of the Buddha nature. So what is the perfectly present nature is empty of these other two ones.
Tene tikpa chimbu jyo lama le nami ye jepen tsini ki lower tag kam tong ge nami me pen tsini ki lame chi tong ma yin song ba re
Then another quotation from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, where it says the potential, which refers to the Buddha nature, is empty of the incidental stains which have the quality of being separable from it. But it is not empty of the unsurpassable qualities which have the quality of not being separable from it. So this refers to these to that what Rinpoche just said, that the Buddha nature or the nature of the mind is empty of these stains which consist of the imaginary and the other dependent nature, but it is not empty of all the inherent qualities. Another quotation from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, because the Buddha nature is very subtle, it is not an object of listening or studying, because it is the ultimate, it is not something you can imagine or you can reflect upon. And because it is the profound nature of all phenomena, it is not an object of worldly meditation. Therefore it said the Buddha nature is something which is not accessible by worldly listening, reflecting, and meditating. It is beyond all these, because it is very subtle, because it's the ultimate, and because it is very profound.
Vesa dehi nyingpo chuchin, jikten pe hirap je chetawa yin to tokpar manjor te, tokpar main te, hindu trabasa, tenziki.
So, in the form of reasoning, one would say the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, which is luminosity, is not something to be realized exactly as it is by listening, because it is extremely subtle.
Yang wesa dehi nyingpo chuchin, jikten pe samsung ke hirap je chetawa yendo sambar sawa mayin te tuendam yinpasa, tuendam thartuk yinpasa.
Also, Buddha nature, which is luminosity, is not something which you can analyze or which you can reflect upon in a way which comes from ordinary reflection, or which by wisdom or by intelligent understanding which comes from ordinary reflection, because it is ultimate or the ultimate.
Yang wesa dehi nyingpo chuchin, jikten pe gomzong ke hirap je chetawa yendo gombar nopa main te chuni sabse.
And then again, the Buddha nature, which is luminosity, as the subject, is something which is not to be meditated, or which is not to be realized exactly as it is by worldly meditation, because it is the profound true nature of all phenomena.
Nelo ngoma te, thar tokpa te, tine tropa thamche lende pare.
So,
맹 탐제를 내봐, 뚜바 탐제를 내봐, 단이 탐제를 내봐.
So due to these reasons, it is shown that the Buddha nature, luminosity itself, by essence, is beyond or free of all stains, of all conventional terms, of all names, and all projections or elaborations.
Dene semtambe lo la yonrop te ton yi te yemang jan, ton yi yemang la kundak ga tongba yonrop de yagre se gado, semtambe lo.
In the Chittamatran tradition, then it is said that the very fact that the other dependent nature is empty of the imaginary nature is called the perfectly present nature. So, just the fact that the dependent nature is free or empty of the imaginary nature, this itself is called the perfectly present
nature.
Again, then in the Shentong tradition, there are many different ways of differentiating or relating these three natures, the imaginary, the other dependent, and the perfectly present nature. Rinpoche says the easiest to understand for people who want mainly to practice this, take it into their experience, is then saying that the imaginary nature is the object imagined by the thoughts, the object you think about, then the thought itself would be the other dependent nature, and the actual nature, the true nature of this thought, is then the perfectly present nature.
Then
to come back to the verse from the beginning, there's one line left. It says, the thusness of existence and non-existence. So this refers to the third nature, the perfectly present nature. This refers to that the perfectly present nature is the existence of the true nature of all phenomena, empty of duality of perceived and perceiver. And at the same time, it is the non-existence of this duality of perceived and perceiver.
So, if
one connects this to the different tenets or philosophical positions of the different schools, then there are some schools which consider the Rangtong, so the empty of itself school as or tenets as the highest, and they simply subsume the Shentong position as Chittamatra. So they say the Shentong position is nothing else than what the Chittamatras say, and especially those who are the who accept or who say, or who posit maybe, who posit that this is, what they're called false aspectarians, no? That's what some people say. So there's a different different schools in the Chittamatran, and one is called false aspectarians. So those people who consider Rangtong the highest system, they would subsume Shentong in this category. And Rinpoche says, then it's very easy. then you don't have to think about it anymore. If there are other people who consider Shantong to be the highest view, and then you have to make, of course, a distinction between what the Chittamatrins say and what the Shantong says, and then in between you have to place all the Rangtong schools, and then you have, need a lot of explanations.
The Tandan Senyi Somje Namja Semzantan Yindong Dajate Ndodu Yedubay.
So by this, the explanation is completed concerning the three essences, the three natures, in terms of their differences in the Chittamatrin and the Shantong system.
Sang Chudiriba. Sang Chudiri, Tininang Ndawajigla, Tinjeran Sutravazocho, Sanon.
So tomorrow is holiday, and then the day after, Rinpoche says, you can ask questions, so we have time to think about it.
That's Same di tawa chik, the lung di tawa chik he, tene trabas on lela wa chak.
When Rinpoche thinks, he might explain something about the talk.